again, friends. Happy New Year. Welcome to a beautiful, chilly Saturday morning right here along the Gulf Coast, as this is Southern Fairway Sports Radio, presented by McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. We're broadcasting from our Trixon studios right here in L.A. That's Lower Alabama. And man, oh man, have we got a show lined up for you today. But before we get into that, let's start with this cast of characters that is in the house. We start with... Look at that face. He is the director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama, PGA teaching professional. He's our dog, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. Bobby, well, how you doing?
I've always heard I had a face for radio, so thank you very much.
There is no doubt about that.
Chilly day. Had the MGA got off to about 54 players this morning, and nice day. It's going to warm up in the middle of the day, so get outside and enjoy it. Even if it is chilly, it's... Nice weather.
You played mighty well yesterday. Let me just mention that.
Thank you. Yeah, I had it 3-under going into 9, made a stupid bogey, and played okay on the backside. Shot even par for the day. Yeah. Nice day.
Not bad.
We had a lot of fun.
We did.
This whole week, we've had a good time playing, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, sure has been fun playing, no doubt. One of the proprietors of Boo George Cajun Grill, our good friend, Mr. Matt Brandt. We call him The Voice. Matt, you've been playing some pretty doggone good golf yourself lately.
A little bit better than I started last year, so I'm happy to start this year off, the new year, with a little bit better swing and a little bit better tempo. And I think what it boils down to is maybe just a little bit less fireball.
Wow, okay. There you go. That's a good thing to do.
That's right.
Hey, well, go ahead and set the show up for you. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to be talking about the college playoffs. We're going to hear from Riley Leonard, the Notre Dame football coach from Fairhope. His post-game interview is really, really good. I think you're really going to enjoy that. But we'll talk about some of those games coming up. And then at the bottom of the hour, former Atlanta Braves pitcher and inductee for the class of Major League Baseball 2015 class, John Smoltz is going to be on with us. He's a great guy, great pitcher, no doubt, at Atlanta. But he's a pretty doggone good golfer, too, Bobby.
A real good golfer. He's won several events. And he's going to bring to the table today an event you may not have heard about called the Pro Cup. It was down at Innisbrook back in December. And then we'll talk about the Hilton Grand Vacations coming up the end of January and a lot of the other celebrity events. John is a fine player. He's tried to qualify for some U.S. Opens and Senior Tour and things like that. He can golf his ball, so good putter. And, yeah, I look forward to having him on.
No doubt. And I don't know if there's Greg Maddux. Does he still come down there to the Hilton? Because I know he was
sometimes
down there
for
– he was down there once. The last time I was there, he was there.
Right.
And, of course, Glavin as well. And you're talking about a trio.
Yeah.
That was a pretty doggone good trio.
Yeah, they had the three of them paired together a few times. That's kind of fun to watch when all the Atlanta Braves pitchers are playing. And they get on each other, too. They're having a good time. But, he'll talk about this Pro Cup. They had Jeremy Roenick down there from hockey and many other celebrities. They had baseball.
You had the bus down there.
He had the bus. He was captain of the football team. And it's like a Ryder Cup format, playing scramble, shamble, and individual matches on the last day. So he'll tell us about that. Sounds like they had a really good time. And hopefully this event will take off and get a little more coverage in the future.
Yeah, I think he actually said that this is something that that's been missing a little bit. This might be a way to gather more, maybe more fans.
Right.
But we'll hear from him at the bottom of the hour on that. Hey, if you're traveling, you can keep up with us by going to the FM Talk 106.5 website or download the free app. You can go to TuneIn Radio, X, YouTube, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcast. So take us with you. Does that sound a little too weird?
Well, no. I think we can be right there on your radio anytime you want us there.
Scary. That's scary. That's pretty doggone scary, no doubt. Hey, a ton of things to get into today, so don't blink your eye. We always say this will be the fastest hour in radio, and it certainly will be. By the way, if you have a question or a comment, you can call 251-343-0106, or you can text that number, 251-343-0106. We're certainly not caller-driven, but we're caller-friendly. So we'll take your call if you have a question or a comment. So, and maybe we might give away some golf as well, all right? As a matter of fact, I know we will. And maybe we can get some from Quail Creek. I'm going to give some away from Glen Lakes. So
absolutely,
maybe we can do something like that. The guys that got it last week really, or the week before, really enjoyed that little nine pack, if you will. So
that's right.
But again, 251-343-0106 is how you can do that. All right. I know you watched some of the games. We're going to dive into these pretty big into the next segment. But which game stood out to you?
You know what? I think, honestly, I had it going into this. I really thought 1, 2, 3, and 4 were kind of take care of their games and end up right there where we were before the 12-game playoff with the top four playing the top four. Well, now here comes 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah, and the buys didn't win.
That's right. They did not. So it was really, really impressive to see some of these underdog schools come out there and play like out of their mind. I mean, I couldn't believe how Georgia was overtaken by Notre Dame. Seeing Ohio State come in there and just pretty much wipe the floor with Oregon.
Yeah.
I mean, no idea. I think Vegas lost a lot of money. and that's sometimes a good thing. But that was, I mean, the spreads were crazy. I mean, it's wild. Wild start to the 12-team playoff, and why not? We got some teams. We got Notre Dame or Penn State. Get this. One of those two teams is going to play for the title.
Exactly.
I mean, that's something you didn't expect starting the season.
No. No. You didn't. And when you hear from Riley coming up in the next segment, he says pretty much not that exactly, but something very close to it. How about, before we get into the playoffs, how about some of the bowl games, Alabama losing to Michigan? 19-13 was the final in that. Well, if you're an Alabama fan.
That's not pretty.
One word, stunning.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. That just wasn't supposed to happen.
Apparently, Michigan has two teams in their back pocket right now: beat Ohio State and Alabama.
Yeah, and I think they just acquired a player from Alabama.
Probably.
And maybe we'll talk about some of those that have gone into that transfer portal. Who's gone? Who's staying? Who did we get?
What I heard this morning too, interesting is Jalen Milroe has one declared for the NFL and two also accepted the invite to the Senior Bowl.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I think based on his last three games or so, he believes and probably his, I'm sure if he's getting an agent, probably also believes you need to go out there and show people what you can actually do because you didn't do it against Oklahoma and you sure didn't do it against Michigan. Mm-hmm. So you might need to go out there and play your heart out of the Senior Bowl to raise your stock a little bit.
Yeah, he definitely needs to do that. You know, yeah. We're not coming into the season, he had very high stock. Mm-hmm. It went down. It started going down pretty quick.
Went up and down like a roller coaster,
yeah.
And then went flat right there at the end of the season. So
yeah.
It'll be interesting. It looks like some big names going to be out there at the Senior Bowl, too. So I haven't got the list yet, but I'm hearing a bunch of top players, top tiers. Even the Arizona State running back, Todd Shibuzi.
Yeah.
What's his name? I always forget his last name. But he ran, 260-something yards by himself in that game against I'm drawing a blank.
They played
Penn State.
No.
This is
okay. Now, Arizona State played Texas.
Texas. That's
okay.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, and you're talking about Scatabo.
Scatabo.
Yeah.
So really impressive. So
that'll be. They always do a great job at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
If you have tickets, we have been going to that for a number of years. It's always fun. You never know who's going to be there.
Yeah.
I know who's going to be there, but. There's some names that come in that really, really are pretty impressive.
Yep.
You know, we're not here to talk about NIL, and it's not very popular, and the changes and the coaching changes before the end of the season and guys jumping ship and switching schools. So I want to know what you all think about Penn State's coach and other coaches saying we need a commissioner and like to see Nick Saban take control of this situation and maybe put some end to all this stuff. What do you think about that?
I think anytime you can get Nick Saban involved in it, it's going to be done professionally.
Me and my good old buddy Tony D'Angelo, Italian, were talking about this, and I said, so what you're saying is you want to have Nick Saban as the head of the five families.
That's pretty good. I like that. Yeah, exactly.
Well, something's got to be done. You know, and the NIL is driving it in one direction, but this portal is has got everything messed up. I mean, you remember it used to be that if you wanted to go to another school, unless it was a coaching change, you had to sit out a year.
That's right.
That doesn't happen anymore. You can change and you'll be playing next week. All right. And obviously they have different times for that portal, but I'm not a fan of it at all.
I'm
not a fan of it at all.
It's just semi-pro.
Well, it's turned into a triple A college has turned into AAA football for the Professional Football League. And I'll tell you what, there is a league out there, though. Have you seen the Rory and Tiger new golf league?
Mm-mm.
TGL? Oh, dude, you got to see this. If you've not seen it, you got to check it out. It is almost like indoor golf. Well, it is indoor golf, but you do have sand traps. You've got a putting green. You hit into a gigantic screen. Pretty neat.
That's pretty neat. Cool.
So maybe we can get one of those franchises here.
Taking Top Golf for a run there, huh?
This is totally different.
Right?
I know you actually have a sand trap.
Matt, you got room on that back deck for this. Let's go.
Tell Tiger to give me a call. He's got some change.
Absolutely. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk more college football, and we'll hear from Notre Dame quarterback Ryland Leonard.
Leonard.
And welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Hey, it is the first show of 2025, and we're going everywhere here. Did I say Coach Riley Leonard?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he may coach.
He probably should. Today. You know, when he gets through playing in the professional ranks.
That's right.
But we're going to hear from him in just a moment. But you know, as you look at that college playoff, of course, we talked about that Notre Dame game, 23-10 over Georgia, number two Georgia.
Yeah.
Their starting quarterback didn't play. Carson Beck didn't play, so Gunnar Stockton comes in. He had looks like a pretty good passing day, 234 yards. Riley Leonard, I think he was one of the leading rushers with 90 yards or 80 yards, and only threw for 90 yards. But as you will hear from him in just a second, it wasn't a pretty win. It was an ugly win, but they get the win. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, they do. I mean, I was impressed. It seems like there's something about you know, Saban coach team, maybe some Saban coaches that have graduated, they seem to have a problem with those sneaky little quarterbacks that can run the ball. It's a symptom.
Well, let's hear from Riley right now.
Yeah, first and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Without him, I wouldn't be here, and we wouldn't be here as a whole group. But just to see these fans, you know, it's incredible. Like I always say, this is why I came to Notre Dame. We got a lot of work left to do. It was an ugly one, but we got it done. Once again, shout out to the defense. They played outstanding, and that's a really good team we played. So, man, I'm just so grateful for this opportunity. This is a beautiful thing and a dream come true. Yeah, well, when you're struggling in the passing game, you got to put your body on the line. And whatever it takes to win, that's what I tell these guys all the time. And I try to lead by example and put my body out on the line. You know, hopefully lets these guys know how much I care about them, how much I care about this university. Yeah, when you trust in the Lord, anything can happen. And this team fought every single week. I mean, that was the lowest of the low now. Like that, you know, we didn't know, but we had to trust beyond knowing. We trusted this group, trusted our fans, and, you know, week in and week out, we fought. And it's finally paying off. So hard work does pay off.
And it does. And that's a young man, as we talked about in the Prep Sports Report, just a humble guy. Of course, we know his dad real well, Chad, and I couldn't be happier. I've not really ever been a Notre Dame fan, all right? But now that Riley is on that team, he's quarterbacking and doing a great job, hey, I'm rooting for him. Quite frankly, I hope they beat number six Penn State. Not a big Penn State fan. You'll see that ball game on the 9th. That'll be at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN. So, should be a good ball game. Bobby, your thoughts on the ball game?
Oh, well, there's a lot of green clover around Fairhope right now. So, yeah, everybody in Fairhope's pulling for him. And, yeah, what a great young man. And he does set the example, and good for him. He's walking tall, and he's setting the bar.
That'll be the Capital One Orange Bowl. So, your thoughts, Matt?
Pretty cool matchups. I'm really looking forward to it. I wasn't sure what to expect coming into all this, and now it's turned into, okay, I want to watch these games now because these are not teams that I typically watch. And, you know, potentially we were looking at seeing Georgia and Texas play again initially. A lot of us thought that was going to happen. And now that it's changed, I'm like, hey, okay, this is interesting. Let's go out there and have a little fun. My expectations are I have no idea what's going to happen now. So this 12-team playoff first year, I'm in.
Well, and you've got the that's on the 9th. That's Penn State, Notre Dame. On the 10th, which will be the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic, that'll be Texas and Ohio State at 6:30. Again, on ESPN, Ohio State is a six-point favorite over Texas. went with Drago. By the way, John Drago, tournament director for the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson, is going to be on with us next Saturday. So we'll get his thoughts. Huge Texas fan.
Yeah. He was there.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He makes them all.
We won't be inviting back to Tuscaloosa, I promise you that. But, so that'll be a good game. I think Texas is good. I really do. But I got a feeling right now, and I am not an Ohio State fan, but I got a feeling that they're probably going to win that thing.
They're very powerful.
And then be a pretty good matchup, Ohio State-Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty neat. Love to see Notre Dame and Texas play.
That'll
we need an SEC school in there somewhere.
Yep.
So hopefully that'll happen. But So and then you got the championship game. That'll be on January the 20th. We'll see who makes it. Who are you laying it on?
You know, I think I got to pull for Texas. I think Ohio State has played two amazing games in a row, back to back. Can they do it a third time against a team that I think is a stronger defense than what they've played so far? We'll see. It all depends on what they can produce during the game. I mean, it's going to be I think it's going to be close. I don't think it's going to be any kind of blowouts like we saw this past week. I think both games are going to be close games.
Either of y'all been watching any of the bowl games? Not the playoff games, but the bowl games. You've been paying any attention to those?
I've seen a few of them, the ones I've looked at, a lot of them have gone to overtime. There's been some close games out there.
Yeah, there really has been.
I saw one yesterday. North Texas was out. They were trying to drive the last 40 seconds of the game. They lost by two.
To Texas State.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised to see this. There was a lot of energy. I hear a lot of people talking about these bowl games don't matter anymore. I tell you, a lot of these games that have been fighting for overtime wins, there's some teams out there that have thought a lot about where they were at.
Bobby, North Texas is a place you've been, right?
They beat Southern Miss, and we beat them. Yeah, North Texas has a special place in my heart. We have a good friend, Ricky Villarreal, was the athletic director there for a while.
Yeah.
We graduated together at Southern Miss. And so, yeah, North Texas has grown quite a bit, and it's a very popular school. So we'll see how they do this next year.
I'm financially invested. My oldest son graduated from UNT. So.
Oh, okay. Very good.
I paid for something.
Hey, the only game going on today is going to be Buffalo and Liberty. It'll be in Nassau. I think it's on right now.
Front back in 18.
It's on ESPN2. But, you are really into that one? I didn't think so. Neither am I. All right. So there you go. How about the transfer portal? There's some guys. It looks like King Mack, he is going to that transfer portal, I think, as of yesterday. And here's a guy that came from Penn State to Alabama. And I'm not sure where he's going. Probably just looking around, I guess, see who'll take him. Also, Alabama linebacker Jeremiah Alexander plans to enter the portal as well. And I don't see where doesn't look like he's going anywhere. Don't see it anywhere anyway. Who else has gone? Jayshon Ross for Alabama has also entered the portal. Amari Jefferson on the second. A wide receiver. That's another wide receiver. That's like how many? I think you had Hamilton. You had Henderson. Henderson went to Kentucky. Law went to excuse me. Henderson went to Kansas. Law went to Kentucky. Caleb Odom went to Ole Miss. Prentice went to Baylor. A lot of them going away. I don't know what. I don't like this, man. I just don't like it. And as if you're a coach, and I think that's what Saban saw, is as a coach, you're having to recruit your players. Every year, basically every week now. So,
your depth chart is now one.
Exactly.
You know, you don't know what it's at until the season starts. It's pretty wild what they're having to go through and the changes the administration and the teams, the coaches have to go through every January, February now to figure out who's playing with them and then how they're going to set the teams up.
Well, you know, the science of football is how fast can that linebacker run left to right or right to left, and where are you going to fill those weak positions from the year before? So you kind of you knew where you were going in your recruiting cycle and what athletes you were after. Now you don't know. And so they can't plan ahead very well.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be a lot of big schools that are going to get beat because they just, you know, cohesiveness. We always hear about the interior linemen. Oh, the offensive lineman is gelling now. They're getting it together, you know, and it takes time to do all that. And then you have to change a guard to a tackle, and he's got to learn a new blocking scheme.
Yeah,
it's just – it's going to mess it up and just look for a bunch of upsets in the future until – it's just going to be that way.
I mean, I don't know what you – obviously, you can't put the genie back in the bottle, but there's got to be something that – does this feel like it's just a spiraling – just spiraling down? I mean, I don't know. It just seems like it's getting – and some people – hey, some people like this. There's some folks that love this portal and NIL. Of course, the NIL is – that's a little different, I think. But this portal deal just is kind of goofy to me, but that's just me.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I think it's a little strange. It just – it takes away from – you know, following a high school athlete to the college of their choice and then rooting for them or the college team that they're on. I mean, you almost can't follow them anymore. You don't know where that. You got to watch the portal. You got to figure out what team they're going to play for. And then if they go to your favorite school, you might get to root for them for a year.
Yeah.
And then they're going somewhere else. So there's one thing I noticed at the Arizona State team, and one of the things that was unique to them, and I don't know if we'll see this very often, their defense, I think they had five – seniors on it, 5 5th-year seniors, 4 4-years. I mean, they had a whole defense of seniors, which is amazing. And I don't know that we'll see that much going forward.
Wow. Interesting. Let's turn and talk a little golf real quick. We've got about a minute left here in this segment. We'll talk some more golf in our last segment. But the Century going on in Kapalua. Bobby, we had the opportunity in September to go there, and it is absolutely breathtaking.
It is. I'm glad we got to drive up there, and you know, we couldn't get inside the whole grounds up there, but just to see
which means we didn't play.
We
just went and looked at it.
But we had a great time on Maui, and that was a lot of fun. But it is spectacular. I was talking to some of the guys at the golf shop this morning. We had this on, and they were talking about, you know, hitting drives 500 and 600 yards downhill and how they've played there and hit the longest drive they've ever hit there. So a lot of fun to watch. I'm glad to see the tour back in action, and it's going to be a good year again.
Yeah, and right now, one of my favorites, Hideki Matsuyama leads us at 16-under, Colin Morikawa at 15-under, Canadian Corey Connors, along with Maverick McNealy, Tom Hoge, Thomas Dietrich, the German, those guys at 14-under. Keegan Bradley, sporting the new mustache, he's at 13-under. So there's a host of them in there.
There's a highlight in there, too. Right now, Sepp Straka, who is minus 12, I believe has birdied the last 7 holes in a row.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that could have changed in the last 30 seconds, but he has got one heck of a round going right now.
Let's look at his scorecard real quick. He parred 17 and parred 18. But, okay. he went 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, all birdies.
Wow.
Yeah, good for him. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll speak with Hall of Famer John Smoltz is on the line with us when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show.
From beautiful Lake Tahoe, this is Brett Baer with Fox News Channel for your up-to-date golf and sports information news. Please continue to listen to Southern Fairways Radio Show with your hosts, Randy Bergen, Matt Brandt, and sweet swinging Bobby Hall. Have a blessed day. Keep it fair, balanced, and unafraid. And by the way, Roll Tide and War Eagle.
And welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. Randy Bergen along with sweet swinging Bobby Hall. And there he is. We call him the voice, Matt Brandt. Glad to have you on board with us the first Saturday of 2025. And, man, hoping it's going to be a great year this year. A lot of golf, Bobby. I hope that you and I and Matt get to play.
Absolutely.
I agree. I concur.
New year.
And maybe you'll get to play a little golf with this guy sometime. Former Atlanta Braves pitcher and Hall of Famer, John Smoltz, on the line with us. John, how you doing, pal?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, John, Bobby Hall here. Thanks for taking our call, and we look forward to having you on the show today. Hey, I want to start off. You played in a new event with a lot of your buddies, NBA friends, and football players called the Pro Cup down in Innisbrook. And I didn't get to see much of it. I kind of found out about it after it was over. But sounds like this is an upcoming event, and sounds like the baseball players kind of blew everybody away.
Well, we were heavily favored. and certainly defended what our favored going in. But it was an extremely exciting event. Everybody that played in it talked about how incredibly professional it was. I mean, we felt like we were in a PGA event. The amenities, the competition, it just was set up perfectly at Innisbrook. Everybody had their own locker room with real lockers in it. It was back to where we were as former players, living the life we all lived, and a lot of it was done in a locker room setting. So it was 12 guys on each team, and this is an ongoing tour that is going to have each sports off season have their own tournament. So in March, football is going to have the first one where it's current and former players, and they're going to be up in the PGA headquarters in Frisco. Then hockey will have theirs, basketball will have theirs, and then baseball will have ours. The Ryder Cup is only former players because there's no time frame where you can integrate the all four sports to find out who's the best. So the Ryder Cup will be always all former players.
Wow, that's exciting. And, man, going to Frisco, that's the new headquarters for the PGA. I hear it's a fine course out there. But tell us a little bit behind the scenes. I mean, I know you rub elbows and you jaw drop on everybody, but I'm sure you're in awe of the other players and the other Hall of Famers that get to come from hockey and basketball and all that. Just, I've seen it there in Lake Tahoe. You all just have admire each other and have a great time. And sounds like the camaraderie is just fantastic.
Well, yeah, it's the combination of everything. We're competitive junkies, and I'm probably one of the largest competitive junkie. We've lost that edge when your sport is retired. And when you get to talk to other players and compete at the same time, look, there was a lot of smack talking going on, but I knew as captain of baseball they were only using it as rhetoric because they really knew that we were the team to beat, and our guys just – absolutely put it on them. But it was a lot of great matches that went right down to the wire. And look, when something's new starting, you get people kind of looking at it like, I don't know. And then once it happens and everyone starts talking about it, then you got the good problems, right? It's the same thing with American Century Championship starting some 30 plus years ago. Then you got the good problems. Everybody wants to play in it. And when you have that kind of atmosphere, it is, for us former athletes and current athletes and celebrities, there's no better place to be than on a golf course trying to take a different sport to the highest level.
We're visiting with John Smoltz, former Atlanta Brave pitcher and Hall of Famer. John, I've got to ask you, of course, you had the captains were, of course, you, Jerry Mironick, John Berry, and Jerome the Bus Bettis. How does he play golf? Is he pretty good?
You know, Jerome, I've known him for a long time, just a gentle giant, but I wouldn't want to be run over by him back in the day. He wasn't a gentle giant then. He's got some, like we all do, some physical things going on, but he played pretty good. And I'm going to tell you something right now. The biggest upset in our first ever Ryder Cup was football getting to the finals. I think everybody was a little bit shocked when hockey wasn't there. Hockey has a very good lineup. They had some injuries to their guys. A couple guys couldn't make it. See, the goal of this tour is to get the elite 12 on every sport over time to where this thing is going to be a toss-up. Hmm. Right now, baseball's roster is too deep. But when the other sports start talking about, we got to get our game right, we got to get our, you know, they'll start building their rosters so that it becomes not what it was the first year. And honestly, you know, I can say this to you guys. I wouldn't say it there. I could have had four 12-man teams in baseball and picked any one of those four 12-man teams. That's how good baseball roster is, and it's the other sport's job now to kind of get with the program a little bit.
Very good. We're visiting with John Smoltz right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Matt.
Hey, John, great to have you on. As always, love hearing about the event details that you guys put on. Where did this start? What was the who put this together? Whose idea was this? How did this come to fruition?
Well, man, not too far from where you guys are, Tim Wilbanks and the Etzel Group. Tim has been kind of the spearhead. He put this team together, and I've been –
talking with them for the last 9 months or so, really coming up with ideas, trying to create something that I'm sure a lot of great ideas, that's where they end up. They just end up as an idea. And this has really captured a lot of people, a lot of attention, a lot of media coverage. And I'm just telling you from a guy who gets to play in a lot of great events, an American Century Championship has always been the absolute Super Bowl of celebrity golf. This is different. This is one thing that I've always felt about golf, and I feel this way about the PGA. There's just not enough team competition, right? We have the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup, and there's one other tournament where you got a two-man team, but we've always been part of teams, right? The only sport maybe, you know, we got golf is an individual sport, and there hasn't been a lot of team golf in celebrity golf. And we all know that in celebrity golf, it's a 5%er, right? There's only a handful of celebrity golfers that you put in a tournament every year that have a chance to win. But if you pair them up and you start doing these kind of different events, I think you start seeing the camaraderie. You see the things that you wouldn't see on an individual basis. So this has really been an idea of mine for a long time. And like Shark Tank, when you see something come to the front, you go, why didn't I think of that? That's a good idea. That should have been done 10, 15 years ago. So we're finally at that point, and it's really with those gentlemen that I mentioned, they have knocked it out of the park in only the first year.
John, let me ask you, do you think, does this kind of roll off of the LIV concept?
Not really, no, because what we wanted to create a place and a space for former athletes and current athletes to be together. We don't have that. Gotcha. You have a collection, and the ultimate collection, American Century Championship, that takes a wide range of people. But I think for the four major sports, there's expansion here. There's going to be other sports down the road. I think for what we wanted to create something for the players in their sports to reunite, to re-get back. Like, I can't even tell you what our locker room was like of 12 guys. I had four videos that I showed them before the night of the first tournament. We had a dinner for the players. We talked shop and had a bunch of fun, and obviously we're very confident. And to throw this little last dagger in there, we were called non-athletes by all three sports. So I guess the non-athletes showed up and kicked some butt. But it was so much fun that the expansion of this, you know, walk before you, you know, crawl before you walk, walk before you kind of jog, and then we'll get to the sprinting down the road. But it really was created to try to find out who is the best golfer of all the major sports. And, you know, in time, we're going to be able to find that out.
Nice.
John, I know you got a big tournament coming up at the end of this month there in Orlando at Lake Nona. It is the Hilton Garden Vacations Tournament of Champions, and you are a past champion. Now, how many times have you won that?
Well, I'm a little bit you might say I'm a little bitter on this end. I was two-time defending champ at a course, and then they moved it. I think they did it on purpose,
right,
to get me off the winning circuit.
Right, right.
Because I haven't even Tranquilo. Come close since we've gone to Lake Nona. So I want to change that narrative badly, but this is a great event. I'm in awe of the LPGA players. It is so much fun for us. I really am. I can't even tell you that every single club they choose is the absolute right club. It's amazing to watch them play. Lake Nona is a very challenging course that obviously doesn't fit my eyes yet, and I'm looking forward to that tournament. I'm no stranger of bad decisions. I made a bad decision going there with brand new clubs that I thought I could play out of the box. And I was a lost puppy. I went to back of the range three different times, got them bent, adjusted, and eventually got to a position in the last round to have a outside chance. But my playing partner, Jeff McNeil, in his first ever tournament, was able to come back and win in what was really a unique and could have been an unfortunate. The scoreboard was wrong. And we were on the last tee, and he asked me, what do you think I need to do? And I said, you got a birdie. We're playing right behind Mark Mulder. You've got a birdie. I think that's the only chance you have. And he had a 3.5-footer. It was two of the best shots I've ever seen on 18. And unfortunately, he didn't hit the hole. Now, he was lucky enough to not have his wits and make the next putt. But he went to the scoring tent knowing he lost. And the scorer said, oh, no, you won. There was a mistake in the scoring. You won the tournament. Can you imagine?
Oh, wow. Wow.
What those emotions were like when he and so yeah, it was a very unique ending.
Wow. I know y'all gonna have a big blast, Bobby. I know you look forward to it every year. Tranquilla was a little different because 18 was a par 3 and you had kind of that little setup, that mini setup like 16 at TPC Scottsdale.
Right.
But and all the music and everything going, a little bit different now at Lake Nona.
Yes, it is a little bit different, but John's right. When you play 18 at Lake Nona, to watch those guys come in, it is a tough finishing hole, and you can tell them, John, how sloped that green is. When Derek Lowe made that long putt to upset Annika that year, I couldn't believe he made that putt. But look forward to seeing you. I look forward to being at Lake Nona, and good luck, and bring your old set, not your new one.
Hey, fool me once, fool me twice. I won't make that same mistake a third time.
Hey, John, thank you for taking time to be with us. Good luck in the Hilton Gardens Vacation Championship, and we look forward to having you back on again real soon.
I look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, John.
John Smoltz right there, former Atlanta Braves. I mean, it's kind of like Tiger. Do you have to really give the accolades and everything?
You should.
I will tell you this. I got to share this with you. Somebody that you don't give accolades to is John Daly. You remember on 18, we're doing all the call-outs, the bios and all of that. Here comes John Daly. So I start reading his – he was a five-time sub-live. He went ahead and hit. they know who I am. I'm like, okay. But no, he's a great guy, and he can certainly smoke it, no doubt.
Yes, he can. He's fun to watch. He's very competitive, like he said. So look forward to seeing him and the other celebrities down there.
You know, he's the only player with 200 wins, 150 saves in Major League Baseball history.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Look, I watched him a lot during the Braves' peak back in the early 90s. Late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah.
It was fun to watch, man.
He was there from 88 to 2008. So. All right, we'll take a time out. We'll come back. We'll talk a little golf, talk a little more football. Don't go anywhere. This is Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. Back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Randy Bergen, Matt Brandt, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, and you. And we're glad that you're hanging out with us today. A beautiful Saturday. It's going to be a little chilly this next week. If you're a golfer, I don't know, Bobby.
Find a simulator.
You may have some days off.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, we can give away some golf if you would like. Would you like to give away some golf?
We can give away golf. Right. Come in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. Here's what we'll do. We'll go ahead and take the let's just take the third phone call at 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. Four rounds of golf with Cart at Quail Creek. I'll give away a Glen Lakes one coming up here in just a few moments. But if you'll make that, you'll be the third phone call, 251-343-0106. You'll get those four rounds of golf to Quail Creek. We had a blast out there yesterday.
Yes.
Didn't have a big group yesterday, but we had a fun group yesterday. So. Yeah.
VIP group.
That's exactly what it was. We played the goals.
Oh, did you really?
Never done that before at Quail.
And you made some birdies.
Did okay.
Well, a little more fun.
I was 2 under going into 8, going into 7.
That's almost like an executive course playing from the goals. What was it, like 4,800 yards?
Now, wait a minute. You hadn't earned your stripes yet, Brad.
Yeah.
You haven't been around the sun as many times as we have.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll talk a little golf right now. Of course, we talk about the Century going on in Maui, Hawaii. They're at Kapalua, which is a beautiful, beautiful golf course. And Hideki Matsuyama leads right now at 15 under. Corey Connors is at 14 under, so he's one back. Maverick McNealy, two back at 13 under. Let's see. Well, they look like they'll stay out there. Of course, they always do. There'll be the Sunny Open. That'll go on to Honolulu next week. Then they're back here in California. They make that West Coast swing for the American Express at La Quinta. Been there and played that. you talk about beautiful. That's, I mean, Bobby, Hawaii was awesome. I mean, that's hard to beat. But I'm going to tell you, dadgum golf course at La Quinta's pretty doggone special as well. Pretty
I haven't been there.
That's really, really nice. And then they're at Torrey Pines on January the 22nd. They'll close out the year at a beautiful place, Pebble Beach, for the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
Well, I do find it nice that Scottie Scheffler took this tournament off to give someone else a chance to win. They must all enjoy that.
Did I hear wrong or did I hear right? He hurt his hand? Cut his hand in the kitchen at home.
I did not hear that.
I saw something about that on the internet. It's a minor injury, but I think that may be why he was sliced tomatoes and lost a finger. I don't know. not that severe, but I understand that he had a slight little injury, and that may have prevented him from starting.
If I was his agent, I'd take all the sharp knives out of the house.
Absolutely.
Or his caddy.
You know,
or his
one thing, Randy, I love about watching this at Kapalua is these guys are playing on Bermuda.
Yeah.
They're not playing you know, like they're used to on bent grasses and Tiff Eagles and things like that. And so I was watching Justin Thomas just a minute ago. He misses a putt. It just fools him. They're not used to that grain. Well, down here we are.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, we know that grain is in there and you have to play for it. So it's just kind of funny that they shake their head because they're just not on that perfect situation. I mean, this golf course is great. Don't get me wrong. And they're lighting it up. Matsuyama's 16 or 17 under par. But
he's at 15 right now.
You know, they're making some putts, but they struggle with it. And so
I think
makes me feel better.
Yeah. So you don't just misread greens. It is the grain.
That's right.
That's what we say all the time.
Always, yep.
I will tell you, number 18 here at Kapalua, though, that is severe downhill.
Isn't that the par 5?
The par 5 downhill.
648 yards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they're driving it 400 or 500 yards. Yep. So, but yeah, no, it's a beautiful, beautiful golf course. The champions will be out there. They'll be in Hawaii on January the 16th and 18th. Joe Durant, we're going to have him on. Supposed to meet with him next week. Maybe we get him on to do an interview before they go out there. And we wish them very much. We'll be following them as well, for sure. Hey, a little basketball, all right? Alabama playing really well. Auburn doing really well. Alabama will take on Oklahoma today. Big ball game in basketball. If you're not a basketball fan but you want to watch some good athletes, watch Alabama. Watch Alabama. Watch Auburn. There's a very, very good. Right now, Florida and Kentucky are playing. And who cares about Princeton right now? Georgia and Ole Miss, they come on right after the show. Did I say that loud? I didn't mean to.
You just lost a client.
I thought I heard him say that Alabama and Auburn are now basketball schools. I thought that's what I heard him say.
Yeah.
They are.
That's right.
Tennessee right now. Tennessee's ranked number one. They'll host number 23 Arkansas today at 12:00. That'll be on ESPN. So yeah, I mean, there's some good basketball being played here in the Southeastern Conference. So, but we got football to talk about. All right. Again, you've got Notre Dame and Penn State. That'll be at 6:30 on January the 9th. That'll be on ESPN. Pulling for Notre Dame here. Pulling for Notre Dame.
I think if I had to pick one of the two, I'd agree with you. I mean, the local local fun is great. So it's good to see all the Fairhopians put some green and gold out there. And the kid, look, he's good.
Yeah,
he's good. He can speak well. He's I mean, he's the big piece, the whole package. So let him go out there, win some, have a little fun.
You know, you called him Coach Riley a while ago. Maybe he'll come back and coach at St. Michael's under Philip Rivers, and we'll have an all-star.
Oh my gosh.
That would be big, wouldn't it? That would be big. Hey, let me say congratulations to Mike Hooks of Orange Beach. Congratulations. You get the four-pack to Quail Creek. That'll be a cart and green fees. Bobby will get you hooked up with that.
Yep, and we'll just leave your name in an envelope with your passes right there at the desk and look forward to having you out. Call ahead and make a tea time, and we'll be glad to have you out.
Bring your driver's license, or everybody else mad will be over there saying, hey, my name is Mike Hooks.
I already thought about that.
hey, let's do this real quick. Well, what time? We got just a minute or two left here. Let's take the first phone call at 251-343-0106. You're going to get a five-pack to Glen Lakes, 251-343-0106. No, Matt, you cannot win, okay? So there you go. Now, Ohio State, Texas, that'll be on Friday the 10th. Again, that'll be a 6:30 game on ESPN. Ohio State right now, a 6-point favorite.
Yeah.
So they're going to give up 6 for Notre Dame, by the way, a 2-point favorite.
And where's that being played at? That's going to be played at
that'll morning? Be a, yeah, that'll be the Cotton Bowl.
Cotton
be
Bowl, that's
in,
right.
In Arlington.
So that is a Texas home game. But again, you think about this. The stadium's set up half and half. But that's going to be pretty interesting for.
It does make it. It does make it more of a home feel.
Feel for the Longhorns.
Right.
I tell you what, though, if Ohio State continues playing like they've done the last couple of games, I don't think anybody can beat them. They have just looked on both sides of the ball impressive, high energy. The speed at which they're playing and executing plays is incredible. Texas is going to have a fight, but. I think they can do it. I'm gonna pull for Texas, being the SEC guy.
Well, you're a Texas boy, aren't you? Well, I mean, you're here, but you
lived
in Texas.
Years, yeah. There's a really large population of Alabama fans in Texas.
There is, so, very much so.
Huge. So it was easy for me to find a good spot to watch the games over there. But Texas is a tough school. They're gonna play it hard. And Sarkisian is going to get those guys geared up for Ohio State, and I think I'm looking for a good game.
Bobby?
Well, I think
now, you're a Texas boy.
Oh, yeah. Born and bred, Waco, Texas, Baylor Bear fan. Me and Rob Roberts are real tight. But,
you're
yeah, I'm going to be pulling for Texas, but you're right. Ohio State's very powerful. Yeah. And, you know, Notre Dame, I look to see them in the finals, too. So
you're saying Notre Dame and Texas?
Yes. That's what I want. I'd love to have that. I remember as a kid, back when Texas was in the Southwest Conference, they played Notre Dame for the national championship. That was a big game.
Yeah,
that was back in the 1800s, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how old I am.
Hey, look, before Bobby gives us a tip, I want to thank some of our great sponsors. Of course, McConnell Automotive, Strixon Golf, Bujo's Cajun Grill, Glen Lakes Golf Club and Foley, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, Kraft Farms. Of course, Kraft Farms is in Gulf Shores. It's the only Arnold Palmer signature design course. Don't forget about Peninsula. And by the way, if you're over there, throw a shout out to Chad Leonard, okay, Riley's father, who runs them. Thanks to Forever Golf, Lisa Johnson Realtor, Fairhope Golf Works, JTP Ryan, and Master Club Fitter Avery Reed. Boy, they're doing a great job over there. Of course, Quail Creek Golf Club, Boom's Thai Kitchen, no longer at the fort. She is in Fairhope at the Piggly Wiggly doing. She's killing it. So thank you all very much for your support there. I want to thank the PSR Radio Network and Unknown Golf. What is shaking at Boudreaux's?
Tell you what, right now we've got those heaters on the deck turned on high. And right now, today and tomorrow, deck seating is going to be perfect. We got the wind out of the east, so there's no wind on the deck. Come on out. We got some wahoo that just came in today.
Okay.
Nice, sweet, flaky whitefish. You're going to love it. That's our fresh catch. We got you covered. Come on.
Bobby, you got 15-second golf tip for us?
Well, I see a lot of early right arm extension or coming over the top. Learn to flatten out your swing. That's all over the internet, but learn to shallow out your swing and you'll play better.
Did you notice he was looking at me the whole time?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us. We hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Stay bundled up. It's going to be a little chilly, and we'll see you next week right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio. John Drago will be on with us next week, the CJ Cup Byron Nelson Tournament Director. For our producer, Steve Stanley, and the whole staff, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. God bless America. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.